look at some of those grown-up news and Friday morning headlines that, by the way, Jeff Bezos' wedding, latest estimate. That's going to be about $76 million.
Whoa!
Perhaps. Yeah, you should have got the Temu version on that. But the week started out with a data breach and the cyber news, cybersecurity, that login credentials, 16 billion compromised credentials have been leaked from various platforms, including Google, Facebook, and Apple. So this is 16 billion, by the way. That's twice as many passwords as people on the planet.
I know.
So those are floating out there. Yes, discovered 30 exposed data sets that that all were leaked. And I guess they go to the dark web. That's always fun right there. So hope that wasn't you. And if you are one of the hackers, if anybody could get me my Gmail login, that would be great. Because I don't. I'm glad you know it because I don't.
Oh, dear.
I don't.
Robert F. Kennedy hard at work trying to make America healthy again and doing it with new accessories. So how about this? He has a dream that everyone will be wearing a smartwatch in the next 4 years. The Department of Health and Human Services will soon be launching an advertising campaign to promote them. He says it's a key part of the plan. Lots of doctors on board, as they can warn you about everything from impending heart attacks to insulin levels, even viruses you may have picked up. Unfortunately, they can't warn you about the broken freezer just yet. But soon, yeah. KB, you'll get a smart freezer or a smart fridge. Or
is RFK going to buy me one?
I don't know. That would be nice. Because I mean, he's a Kennedy.
I'm not going to. Come
on, Camelot. Let's go.
Well, President Trump has been nominated for one of the most prestigious, sought-after awards in the world, the Nobel Peace Prize. The government of Pakistan, on June 20th, announced it was recommending Trump for the upcoming 2026 Nobel Peace Prize for his role in securing the ceasefire between Pakistan and India.
Very nice.
Not Israel and Iran.
No.
Not Iran and anybody. Not Israel and Gaza, but the Pakistan and India one, which is interesting because he didn't even like pound his chest on that one. So congratulations. We'll find out in October if he wins the hardware. Back to you, Jane.
Breaking news.
Thanks, Les. It's important to stay hydrated during the heat dome. So sit back, go to the fridge, I mean, unless you're at KB's house, and grab a nice cold glass of milk. Researchers discovered that it does a better job than water, because the sugar, protein, fat, and salt content will keep you hydrated for longer than plain old water. If you're lactose intolerant, fear not. Soy milk has the same benefits. I don't know that it has to be refrigerated.
I don't know in 99 degree heat if I'm going to be busting out any sort of...
No, thank you. I had a bad experience with milk this morning.
Milk was a bad choice. Well, more this week in science. The big science stories this week included China unveiling a new spy drone that's the size of a mosquito.
Oh, my gosh.
So what? Another version of mosquitoes that I hate.
No.
In moon news, if we build a base up there, NASA says, and all the guys inhale a little moon dust every now and then, it's no big deal. It's less toxic than the polluted air that we breathe on Earth. So I guess that's good news. Archaeologists in Turkey unearthed ancient bread that survived underground for 5,000 years, and they say is mostly still fresh. Commenting on that was Subway saying, see? And then in Austin, there is a little robot that's been running around. Seriously. He's 4.5 feet tall. He is a humanoid robot. He runs down the sidewalks on 6th Street, wears a cowboy hat, and his name is Jake.
Hey, I'm Jake. It's nice to meet you. Yo, gee, that sleeveless plaid shirt is straight banging.
Yeah. It's funny at first until you realize that now Austin has two robots. Speaking of the other one, ladies and gentlemen, he just fired his head of Tesla manufacturing. He's got the robo taxis all over, and his birthday, 54 tomorrow. Let's see if we can get a hold of birthday boy tomorrow, Elon Musk. Let's see if we can get Elon here on the phone.
Oh, yes. Greetings, salutations.
Hello, Elon.
Elon, happy early birthday!
Yes. 54 Earth years, 54 as my data Earth suggests.
Birthday fun!
Earth years.
It's almost time for another update of my software.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Do you have plans?
Well, I was thinking of maybe firing more people.
No, it's not a waste of time.
One for every birthday candle on fire on my kick.
54, wow.
I don't know. I might load up a few friends in my robo taxis. See who gets here first, or even if they get here at all.
Yeah, now that you want to see that with your friends.
That's fun. They're letting me do that on real streets. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, of course, you know, just spending time with family.
Oh, with your family.
I'm going to have my own birthday parade, just like Donnie did last week.
Birthday parade?
It's just all my kids lined up in a row.
It's going to be quite a sight. My goodness.
One thing I can tell you, yeah. I'm not doing.
What?
I will not be at Jeff Bezos' wedding. Don't you think I see you, Jeffrey, getting married on my birthday weekend? That was such a nice touch.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's a jab.
Yeah, so have fun with your $76 million wedding or whatever it is.
Yeah, that is 76.
Well, it's just a drop in the bucket, isn't it?
Probably for him. And
still still doesn't cost as much as his divorce.
Burn.
Good luck, Lawrence Sanchez.
There he is, the birthday boy.
And happy birthday to me.
Oh, no, he's losing.
Elon Powering Dow.
In the middle of another Can't Miss More.